Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPP Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Let's go.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous Francois, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper man's for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find mourning. I know it's horrid. Hope we get it morbid. View of the truth, or it will go on as usual. Funerals, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits. Rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant. No way to beautify, torment. Truth don't lie, disguise behind the pulpit. Used to try Luke and I, crucify flesh, forfeit. I do cry, abortion. It's legal, it's lethal. We the people, even divorcing. I'm forming a movement, trailblazing torches. Still my core sins, I'll look back, say, look what the Lord did.
You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Are you ready to walk? Let's go! Humbled host, the Psalmist Voice. What is good, family?
We pray here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network that the word will impact your life and bring you a fresh understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And yes, family, we are on an off day, but we have a special exclusive interview with gospel recording artist Joshua Moore. He'll be in the building momentarily, but of course, we're going to go ahead and do what we do best, and that's give you the bipolar state of Texas's weather forecast. Today's weather, we're looking at 85 degrees. Right now, it's sunny, no rain in the forecast. Today's high, 92 degrees, and a wind at about 8 miles per hour. So it's a nice, nice day to just chill out, relax, and have some tea. Just saying. It's nice. But in ye who, family. And of course, we have news. Yeah, buddy. We got a lot going on. A lot going on with the new front. Of course, we got North Korea letting go of the issues that they had in the past. They're also accepting Christianity in their country. What? God is good, family. That definitely gets a hand clap here at the Simon Sports Radio Network. They're also releasing American soldiers as well. So a lot is happening. God is moving. And, of course, let's continue to pray for our people in Hawaii. And, again, just pray for them and their safety as the volcano is continuing to erupt. Right now as we speak, yes. And I'm quite sure once everything is settled in, relief efforts will be out there to help them out. But right now, just pray for their safety, that they evacuated the main island and no one has gotten seriously hurt, just a lot of damage, house damage, a lot of trees are down and stuff like that. But again, let's just pray for the families out there in Hawaii. We got our May birthdays. Oh yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of the May babies from all of us here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Happy birthday to all of the May babies, and may God continue to prosper you on your special day. Yes, sir. Well, family, again, we got a hot one for you today. We have the Psalmist Voice Presents gospel recording artist Joshua Moore. He'll be in the building momentarily. So, family, we're going to play some music. But, of course, before I get into all that, of course, I got to give all of y'all some love because y'all have been awesome. We are over 200 episodes, and the support from you, family, has been awesome. Thank you so very much for telling all your friends and your mom and them that the Psalmist Voice is on and popping. Keep telling your friends, keep telling your neighbors, keep telling everybody. You ain't never heard a Christian radio show or station quite like this. And yes, sir, again, I want to give a shout-out to all of my people from the UK, U.S. Virgin Islands, Trinidad, Tobago, the Netherlands, South Africa, Indonesia, what's good, Russia, Bulgaria. Yes, sir. Thank you so very much for listening into the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And tell all your friends and your mom and them. Also, I have to give a special shout-out to my beautiful and lovely wife, Shanice. Yes, sir. Thank you so very much, baby, for doing what you do on a day-to-day basis with the Psalmist Voice Ministries, which is our charities, and also the Psalmist Voice Enterprises, which houses in the home of the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, our radio station as well, and also my baby's face and hair products. So anybody that you know wants to take care of their skin, it's all natural ingredients as well. It moisturizes locks. So if you have any locks on your hair, this product will definitely keep you nice and popping. You won't have that dry look. You'll always look shiny and good. And it does not wrap the locks. It's just for keeping the shine, keeping the hair alive, and making it look good. So when you're doing your thing on the stage and what have you, you're looking flossy. Just saying. Anyway, you can check all of that out on our website at www.tpventerprises.co, and you can click on Majal's product line on the webpage, and you can check out the products that are on there. And definitely, it's very, very, very affordable, and you get a quality product for less money. But enough said. With that, also I gotta say hello and shout out to my beautiful and lovely children, CJ, Tajanik, Jalen, Tyreek, Ian, and Tajanae. Daddy loves you all to pieces, and thank you so very much for giving Daddy the motivation to do what he do every single day, and that's give the word of God to the people and to the world. Also, one more shout out I want to give to all of the supporters here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Big up to AR Bass. Thank you so much, sir, for doing what you do for our ministry. We had him as a guest on the show a couple of weeks back. He is doing tremendous with his album. Please get his album. It's called, entitled, Press On. He is definitely family and a supporter of the ministry. Thank you so very much. Also, Chip Evans Law Firm, thank you so very much for doing what you do for my family and for our radio station. Thank you so very much. Scott and White, Born and Joint Institute, thank you so very much. Dr. Brennan and Dr. Monroe for putting me back together again. Thank you so very much. And also Integrity Rehab Center here in Corpus Cove, thank you so very much for helping me get my mobility back and all that stuff. They do a tremendous job, and again, thank you so very much on my road to recovery. But it's on and popping, 2018. But anywho, y'all ready for this? We have the Psalmist Sports present gospel recording artist, Joshua Moore. He's in the building. Yes, sir, this is a long time coming. We've been chatting it up on Facebook every now and then, and he's doing his thing in the music field, and I'm so honored and blessed to have him on the show today. So, family, y'all done hearing me run my trap? Just saying. Anywho, but y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
TPV Radio Family, are you ready to walk? Well, I'm ready to walk. Y'all been ready to walk. Joshua Moore's ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. Of course, we have the Psalmist Voice Presents, Joshua Recording Artist, Joshua Moore. Joshua Moore in the building, and he's coming up right now.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Single, I Love You, on May 24th, 2016. This exciting new single is expected to be a success. Moore's urban contemporary sound is certain to gain interest across the world. The development of his unique style is a result of a lifetime of musical influence. Moore's influencers, include contemporary artists, Maya Music, LJ, Andrea Johnson, JJ Harrison, and the stylings of the legendary Kim Burrell. Moore was born in Elk Park, Indiana, and began singing at the age of 5 in his church choir. His first solo was I Love to Praise Him. At 6, Moore joined the Elk Park Boys Choir, where under the tutelage of Joseph Epic, his technique flourished. It was there where Moore began to travel to the nation to sing, and he even sang at the White House during Clinton's administration. At the age of 16, after ending his stunt with the Elkhart Boys Choir, he became the praise and worship leader for the next 2 years at Garment of Praise World and Outreach Ministries while in college. Moore became a member of the Tennessee University Choir, Essence of Worship. In 2008, Moore graduated from college and moved to Toledo, Ohio. While in Ohio, he joined a community choir, Garment of Praise. The choir was able to open for national gospel recording artists Brad Allen, my girl Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and my boy Ty Trivet. In 2009, Moore relocated to Louisiana to pursue his music career as a member of the Voices of Heaven Mass Choir. Moore was able to open for Ricky Dillard, Martha Melizzi, Ernest Pugh, Marvin Sapp. It just goes on. In 2011, Moore released his debut single, Anthems of Healing. That same year, he was a 2-time Rhythm of Gospel Male Vocalist of the Year and Song of the Year for the single So Glad to Be Here. Moore's new single, I Love You, in his personal testimony after having to relocate to Houston, Texas after the hurricane destroyed everything he had. Joshua State, it's a reminder that when you go through life's many storms, it is important to remember the love God has for you. Ladies and gentlemen, show your love for gospel recording artist Joshua Moore. What's good, bro? What's good, Joshua?
How you doing, sir? I'll look it up for you.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Glad to have you on the show today, man. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, sir. Real long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Joshua, man, you've got a lot going on right now between your album coming out and stuff like that. Your website looks absolutely phenomenal, man. I've been checking it out, and it looks good. And I got a few of your clips on Facebook Messenger, man. I've been loving them. I've been seeing what God has done since we met at the park. And, you know, it's just been awesome just to see the ride that you are on right now. But introduce yourself to the family, the people that may not know who Joshua Moore is. Just give a little introduction of yourself, sir, even though your bio is absolutely fabulous, just saying. But just give a little personal view on who Joshua Moore is, the gospel recording artist.
Yeah. Yes, I can. Like I said, I'm Joshua Moore from a small town in Indiana called Elkhart, Indiana, small town. Grew up in a family of 7. Started singing at a very young age, and I have to admit, I always did not want to be a singer. And it kind of fell on me seeing my mother sing and how she enjoyed it. And it was always her dream to be a professional singer. But she had all these kids. So she said her dream was that for us as children to live our dream. So I started singing at a very young age, and I was able to travel the country doing what I grew to love at a very young age. So now I'm just chasing the dream, you know, loving gospel music, loving to sing gospel music. I've been offered to do other kinds of music, but it just didn't fit who I was as a person. So
exactly.
Now I'm singing for God. Like I've sung background for numerous of gospel artists, and now I'm starting to continue to step out on my own as I continue to sing background for others and learn from people who are where I want to be. And so, and that's where I am right now. And like you said, the song "I Love You" came, I wrote it out of a tragedy and turned it into a triumph. And so the song has been blessing all who listen to it, and I'm so grateful for where God has brought me from to where I am today.
Amen, amen. You know, and that's funny. Most singers that are called to sing don't want it, just like a lot of preachers. They're called to preach, but they didn't want the call. So it's funny how God brings you back where you belong, because when you try to do stuff on the outside and you try to run away from what your destiny is, God has a funny way of throwing you right back where you need to be, man. But that's what's so awesome about the Lord that we serve, man, because he going to get us back regardless. Just saying.
That's so true.
Yes, sir. So in light of that, man, who was your biggest inspiration as you grew and mature in the gospel music arena? Who was your biggest influence then when you were coming into it and now?
I would have to say my biggest influence back then and today is Kim Burrell. Kim Burrell is so down to earth, and I never knew one day that I would be singing for her. And every now and then here lately, I've been singing, you know, a background for her on her praise team at her church. And I've done some traveling with her at this date. So growing up listening to her album, I never thought that 5 years later that I would be connected to her. And I've just learned so much as a young artist and grew. And I've grown so much in my craft learning from her. And so I love it. And I love being connected to it. I love being a part of her ministry. So she's my biggest influence in gospel music.
Amen. And I know this is a touchy subject, but when Kim Burrell was on the news about almost a year ago now, did that affect you at all? Because it didn't affect me personally. It was kind of silly, if you ask me. But did it affect you at all, being that you know her so personally?
I was actually in the congregation when that went viral. Actually just walked off stage from singing on her praise team with her. And what's funny is she preached that message under the Holy Spirit, and it was never to discredit anybody or make anyone feel bad. She was just doing what God said. And what was funny is that service ended at 9 p.m. That video went viral at 2 a.m. And that next day, and I started receiving phone calls at 1:30 in the morning from people who knew I was connected to her and wanted to know how I felt about it, wanted to know what I thought about it. And I honestly have no opinion about what she said, because she was under God's anointing. I have no opinion about it. I support her then. I support her now. People from the news reached out to me. People from the newspaper reached out to me. People from, you know, different online outlets tried to befriend me on Facebook because they knew who I was, connected to her, and wanted to get statements from me. And I am a person of loyalty. And my loyalty is first to God and then to her. And so
exactly.
I support her 100%, and I'm a ride or die for her. So.
Exactly. Because I found it kind of silly you know, to be quite honest, I'm like, man, people are really trying to find any reason to close the mouth of the flow of the Holy Spirit and the flow of God, period. I didn't see anything wrong with it, because actually I watched the sermon and I didn't see anything wrong with it. She was under the influence of the Holy Spirit and she's gonna speak the truth. And a lot of times,
right,
you know, when the Holy Spirit flows, especially if you don't understand, you know, who the Holy Spirit or what the Holy Spirit is, of course you're gonna feel some kind of way, especially if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But she was telling the truth. And
right.
And Christians and preachers and people of her caliber, I encourage her to continue to talk and continue to allow the Holy Spirit to flow, regardless of who she was. And, you know, and that just goes to show you the type of world we're living in now. Everything is backwards. They'd rather hear nonsense and garbage and scandalous stuff instead of hearing the truth. And the truth is the truth,
right,
and we'll just leave it at that, you know, because it's old news now, and she's still flowing in her anointing, and that is that. But again, you know, we definitely here to continue to support her ministry here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. But, man, I mean, I have so much to ask you because it's been a minute, man. But, you know, how you been as far as just the hurricane? Because the last time we spoke, you were going through your transition with the hurricane and stuff like that. And so how are you doing now as far as, you know, transitioning in? You in H-Town, new environment, and you still trying to do what you got to do with the album and stuff like that. Just give the family just a little backdrop on that experience and how God has positioned you in such a time as this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, things are so much better now. I'm back on my feet. I was actually out of a normal job for 6 months. But God sustained me. I was able to pay my bills through singing and traveling. So God has really turned everything around since the hurricane. And I'm back 100% now, and I'm ready to get back to what I was doing before the hurricane had happened. So I'm back on top now.
Awesome. Awesome, man. It's good to hear that you're on top again, and God has definitely got you on autopilot at this point. But, man, explain to the family, because I was able to obtain So Glad to Be Here, and I love this track. Man, what inspired you to write So Glad to Be Here? What was your inspiration behind writing it and your experience in singing it at different venues?
I wrote So Glad to Be Here a number of years ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. I wrote So Glad to Be Here because I was attending Jackson State University getting my bachelor's degree, and I got sick, and unexplainable sickness, and the doctors gave me 20% chance to live. My kidney shut down. I developed jaundice. And to this day, the doctors still have no idea what was going on. And within 3 days, God did a miraculous miracle overnight. And my parents had to wheel me into the hospital in a wheelchair. And 3 days later, I walked out of the hospital with a clean bill of health. And I just really told God that that I was glad that he left me alive. And so that's really the unction of the song, that, you know, that I'm glad to be alive, that God allowed me a second chance to live. And I told God that whatever I did to go through that trial, that I would do whatever I could to live for God completely. Not a perfect life, but an honest life before God. And so,
yes, sir.
And that's where that song came from.
Amen, amen. Well, we gonna make sure the family gets a taste. I'm so glad to be here. So if you don't mind, Joshua, could you please introduce the song to the family?
Yes, everybody. This is Joshua Moore, and this is my very first single I ever recorded, called So Glad to Be Here.
So Glad to Be Here. Exclusive right here. We got gospel recording artist Joshua Moore in the building. So keep it locked, family. We'll be back with more of Joshua Moore. But first, you're going to hear his first recording. So glad to be here, right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Check it out, family.
Have you ever been close to death? Laying in a hospital bed. They say it's all they can do, yo. My faith is going through. I know the word of God is real. With 39 stripes we are healed, and I hold my head high and say, so glad to be healed, so glad to be alive,
so glad
God is on my side.
More so glad to be here on his first recording. Coming up next, we got Jonathan McReynolds, Not Lucky, I'm Love, followed by Titus featuring Blanco, Push, and then we got more with Jonathan, my goodness, Joshua Moore in the building, gospel recording artist. Keep it locked, family.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. Think I want the credit, I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine and rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are.
McReynolds, Not Lucky, I'm Love, right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We have our special guest, Joshua Moore. He's in the building, gospel recorder artist extraordinaire. Man, he's doing a lot with the big ballers of gospel music. That is awesome. I'm quite sure it is an experience every time you get on the stage to be able to sing with such gospel greats, man. And again, man, I'm so excited to have you on the show. And definitely, can you tell anyone that is in this industry that's trying to make an impact on the gospel music community? What are some pointers that you can give anyone to keep them motivated and to keep them moving in this gospel music arena?
If I could give any advice, I would tell them to stay original. You don't have to create a facade of who you really are in God. You don't have to conform to what's already out there, because you can never duplicate. There will never be another Kimberell. There will never be another Jonathan McReynolds. There will never be another Travis Green. There will never be another Ricky Dillard. So be who you are as an artist. and pave your own way. Gospel music is so broad now. It's not like it used to be when the Caravans was out. Gospel music is so broad now. Be yourself. Be an individual. Pave your own way. That's the only way you'll be able to make your own mark. And live your truth in your songwriting. Live your truth. When you're on stage, live your truth. Be honest with God. Be honest with God. And that's the only way you're going to stay anointed. David cheated on his wife, cheated with another man's wife, and had Uriah Kidd on the front line. But God still called him the ultimate praiser because he was honest with God. When it was all said and done, he was honest with God. If you keep your purity first with God, you will stay connected with God. So that will be my best advice. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. Stay pure. Live the life and stay original to who you are and to your craft, and you will be just fine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, we know that you've gone through personal battles with your health and then going through the hurricane situation that just passed. But which hurdles did you personally face, and how did you overcome them? Because a lot of people can stay stuck in their stuff. And what was your biggest influences to not allow you to get into your get into that stupor and just stay stagnant? What was the greatest thing that allowed you to overcome them? Obviously Jesus Christ, but what was those individuals, or what was that favorite Bible verse or what have you?
I would have to say what kept me going. What kept me going is my love for music and my dream of music. Like I said, when the hurricane came and I had to move to Houston, and I was homeless and slept on the streets of Houston and slept in a homeless shelter for 10 months. And it was the love of music, and it was the love of my dream that kept me going. A lot of people didn't know that I was promoting my album from the homeless shelter. I was doing radio interviews from the homeless shelter phone. People don't know that I was still traveling the country, North Carolina and Illinois and Florida, as a gospel artist, going back to a homeless shelter. And people did not know that, but I couldn't let my present circumstance stop for what I believe God had for me. And that's why I believe that God has me in the place now where I am connected to who I am connected to, the things that I have going for myself, because, number one, I did not give on God. I did not lose my faith. Not saying that it didn't get hard. Not saying that I didn't question God, because I did. And it was my faith in God, my connection to God. And you know, I told God, I said, your word says, you know, that you've never seen the righteous nor your seed begging for bread. But I'm in a homeless shelter. How can I sing effectively and I'm not in a mental place to minister to your people? So I was honest with God, and I still got on stage and sang. I still signed autographs. I still took pictures. I still did interviews, knowing that I had to go back to that homeless shelter. And God turned it around for me. So you have to keep God first and the foremost of whatever you do, and you have to keep the faith. No one in the Bible became successful without going through a trial. Coming from Abraham to his son, to Moses, delivering to Israel, to Jesus dying on the cross. We all have to do it. So if they would have to do it, so we have to do it if they have to do it. And if they can get over it, so can you. So that's what helped me make it through.
My God, man. I know from a perspective, when you're in that Job experience and when you're at a point where you're at a homeless shelter, you're still doing ministry. I know that can be, that is your greatest test of understanding who God truly is. And a lot of people don't get to that point in their life, but God calls certain people to understand that I can take you through any situation. As long as you don't give up on me, my son or my daughter, I will keep you covered. And when you stay faithful with the least of things, God will give you everything you have need of. And that is so awesome with that testimony in itself, overcoming an ailment in your body, and God miraculously heals you, overcoming losing everything that you've owned and living in a homeless shelter for 10 months and still doing what God called you to do. That shows integrity. That shows an undying passion for who God is in your life. And God's going to tremendously bless you, man. He's going to continue to bless you and open doors in your life, man. Get that testimony in itself is awesome, my brother. It's awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, man. No problem. And what is your favorite Bible verse, man? I ask a lot of people that, you know, and a lot of people have, you know, their own set verses. But what was the Bible verse that got you through it?
I have to say my favorite Bible verse was Philippians 1:6. It's he who begins a good work in you shall continue until the day of Jesus Christ. That scripture got me through it all. And so, and that is my favorite scripture in the whole entire Bible.
My God, my God. So where are things looking up for Joshua Moore now? What are you looking at as far as opportunities, open doors from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What's the family going to look forward to in the next coming season from Joshua Moore?
I'm actually working on a new EP called From Tragedy to Triumph. It's going to come out at the end of this year. It's going to be a 4-song EP. One song's almost finished, working on a second one. So by the end of this year, first part of next year, the EP will be out. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, give the family all of your social media sites, how they can book you, you know, all that jazz. Just give the family all of the information that they need to get to Joshua Moore and have them book you for their church events, conferences, and all that jazz. Could you tell the family a little bit about that?
Yes. You can go to Facebook, Joshua Moore, Houston, Texas. When you go on Facebook, make sure you put Houston, Texas behind my name because there's a bunch of Joshua Moores. So Joshua Moore, Houston, Texas. You can go to my website, eroommusic.com, www.eroommusic.com. Or you can go to Instagram or Twitter, eroommusic2013, Instagram and Twitter, eroommusic2013. So anything Eroom Music, you'll find me. So that's how you be able to get a hold of me.
Amen. But I know your time is a little short, Joshua, but can you explain to the family your latest EP, I Love You? What was your inspiration behind that?
Oh, the I Love You record was written when I came to Houston, Texas. And that was actually my victory song coming out of the homeless shelter. And a lot of people know when I left the homeless shelter, I got an apartment. I had 2 bags of clothes, 4 pairs of shoes, and a blanket.
Woo.
When I moved out of homeless shelter in my very first apartment. And the song came to me in, when I got to that apartment. So it's really just a victory song and me telling God that I love him for bringing me out of that homeless shelter situation.
Awesome. Awesome. My God. Well, Joshua Moore, can you tell the family what is your favorite gospel radio station?
I just know your name. I don't know the name of the radio station. This is so embarrassing.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Psalmist Voice Radio Network is the radio station, and this is the Psalmist Voice Reloaded, the radio show. So it's all good, my brother. It's all good. We ain't talking a minute, so we're kind of just getting together and fellowshipping on a whim. But again, it's awesome to have you because I know you got to go soon. But we could do this again. Drum roll, please. Joshua Moore, what is your favorite radio station?
Chris the Radio Praise. I don't know.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Well, introduce the song to your family, because I know you got to go, so it's all good, man. Just introduce your next song to the family, and it's all good, man.
This song is called I Love You. I released it in 2016. It's called I Love You. You all enjoy.
All right. Joshua Moore with I Love You right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Joshua Moore, it was a pleasure to have you on the show because I know you got to bounce. But again, man, we could do this again when you have more time, but you're always free to call in at any time when you have the free time to call in, check up. But definitely we got you on lock right now. We'll definitely check up on you now that I have your number. So we'll definitely go ahead and dialogue outside the show and what have you, man. But again, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, sir. Please keep in touch.
I will. That was Joshua Moore, family gospel recording artist. Joshua Moore was in the building. He's got a bounce, but we're going to hear his latest EP, I Love You. Look forward to Joshua Moore for more of great gospel music. Joshua Moore, take it away. Psalmist Voice, Reloaded.
And circumstance, your grace and mercy, God, help me stand. There are times I've cried at night, but you wept my tears. Even though I felt alone, you were always there. That's why I say,
I love you.
Tell it to the whole world.
I love you.
You make ways for me.
I love you.
So I gotta say,
push. Cause man, I've been holding for too long, trying to make sense of what's right and what's wrong. Had to make it through some struggles, even writing a song. My grandma's noticed some stress, told me brighten my tone. So I cleared some clouds, feeling right in my zone. But no, she fighting health issues, maybe losing her home is hard. Cause nowadays she barely talk on the phone. Meanwhile, God calling her home, she's so strong, gotta push.
Please don't leave me now. In my life, I need you now.
Babies all alone with no help. It's seen a new mentality is everyone for themselves. Let's speak about brutality. You're laying in a cell. Police having a field day on your fears and it's felt. Send SOS upstairs if you're cleaning your slate. No, you questioning your fate, but he don't make no mistakes. Just asking for your thoughts, maybe give him the weight. Pass your story off to someone else who's needing a break. No, you asking how can I give advice and I ain't perfect. Seen so many live in life with no purpose. It ain't hard to add common sense, so worth it. But no day is certain. Until they close the curtains, I'ma push. Pass it to the hustlers, the veterans. Sneak on broadcast, perform on day letterman. Push every soul right in every state we in. On judgment day, I hope that they let me in. Let me push.
Please don't leave me now. In my life, I need you now.
That was Titus featuring Blanco Push right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Joshua Moore, do you have any shout outs you want to give to the family before we go today? Uh-oh, we lost him. But it's all good. It's all good. Family, it was a pleasure to have gospel recording artist Joshua Moore in the building. But remember, call us in tomorrow, 773-897-6490 is the number to call. And we have our featured gospel hip-hop artist, Titus, featuring Blanco with Push. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow, so keep it locked right here on the Thomas Voice Radio Network, excuse me. Well, family, it's about that time to skedaddle. But again, thank you so very much for tuning in to today's special broadcast of the Psalmist Voice Reloaded featuring gospel recording artist Joshua Moore. Well, family, you know what time it is. And again, we thank you so very much for tuning in. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them, Titus is going to be in the building tomorrow at 11 a.m. So family, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist Voice on the radio, on TV, wherever it is that the ministry is going, walk with us, family. Let's go. We are out of here, family. And again, thank you so much for our special guest, Joshua Moore, with his self-titled track, I Love You, and so glad to be here. Thank you so very much, sir, for being in the building today. We're going to close out the show with Miranda Curtis, Open Heaven, her new track right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. I love you, family. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Peace.
Yeah. open up your mouth all over this room. Open up heaven, open up.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa del Deed, Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.